Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts is celebrating art and artists with its latest exhibits, opening in Building 13 tonight. WAMC got a tour as the final pieces of art were being hung. Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts is celebrating art and artists with its latest exhibits, opening in Building 13 tonight. WAMC got a tour as the final pieces of art were being hung. Ongoing exhibits and new works showcased are on display in Mass MoCA's Building 13 at galleries Cynthia Reeves and Farron Contemporary. At Cynthia Reeves, San Francisco photographer Thomas Jackson is hard at work finishing up his exhibit, Emerging Behavior.
I'm making an indoor installation, which is a new thing for me because I usually do these outdoor installations. So I'm trying to bring that photography project that I've been working on for a few years into an interior space. And it's basically a swarm of multicolored file folders that you'd buy at Office Depot or Staples.
The normal manila color file folders and then bright greens, and I think there's reds and purples in this one.
Gallery director Kristen Drusilla says Jackson is used to making an artistic mess of everyday objects.
And in his photographs, he puts them in landscapes, so really out of context for these materials.
Jackson hangs materials from very thin string or wire from large rigs and photographs them, replacing swarms of bees or birds in nature for...
takeout containers over there, hula hoops over there, those like glow necklaces people wear at raves or kids' birthday parties, stuff like that. There's cheese balls in the hall.
Down the hall, Leslie Farron takes a walk around the new exhibits at Farron Contemporary, making sure everything is just right. A giant sculpture by artist Sergei Isupov towers near the doorway. It's from his collection, Hidden Messages.
This is a 9-foot figure.
A black man, shirtless, with a friendly smile on his face. His hands are extended to the ceiling. He's wearing pajama pants with white female Russian caricatures, with various expressions painted on.
It's made in 7 parts, and it's called Hem Da Hem.
She points across the room.
Ceramic sculptures and plywood installation shelves, so it tells a little bit of a story. It's called Exhale.
On the wall is a 10-by-14-foot painted female head blowing a gust of smaller works across the exhibition.
Sort of little clouds, and on each cloud is one of his ideas.
His full collection was produced in Western Massachusetts and co-curated by the Erie Art Museum in Pennsylvania. There is also Mara Superior's East-West Collection series, inspired by the history of world ceramics. Superior is the 2017 Massachusetts Cultural Council Artist Fellow. Her Americana piece features miniaturized replicas of cobalt blue salt-glazed stoneware pots.
She works in high-fire porcelain using all hand-built techniques, and her imagery draws source material from antiques, from folk art, and then she remixes that with her own sort of positions about the environment, such as this teapot.
Patrons have the opportunity to meet artists and see their work in progress upstairs at the studios at Mass MoCA. Michelle Brody is one of 10 artists who are part of the Assets for Artists Open Studios program.
Right now, mainly what you see are, it's a project called Reflections in Tea. It's been going for 10 years, where I serve tea, share with people, and collect stories.
Used tea bags with scrolled messages are everywhere. Next door is the Artist Book Foundation. Leslie Van Breen is the executive director.
We actually exhibit the work of the artists whose books we publish to celebrate and document the work of artists.
On the wall hangs Vistas of the Berkshires, abstracts by Mary Sipp Green. Her autographed monograph, Every Hour of the Light, is on a nearby shelf. Back downstairs, the walls are being lined with tiled painted works by Giselle Hicks and a 7-foot-long hand-carved plywood exhibit by Ishel Gagnon. Again, Kristen Drusilla from Cynthia Reeves.
Tinted veneers of wood. So what she does is she hand layers all these layers and very small veneers, like very thin, and she'll take those and router them down. So what you're seeing that's colorful and different wood grains is just her digging to find those layers of wood.
Michelle Daly from the Berkshire Cultural Resource Center says Building 13 is a perfect example of Northern Berkshire County's creative economy.
When you sort of take sort of that 30,000-foot view back and look at all of the things that are here in a relatively small community and just the enormous range and depth of the experiences, and you can't say there's nothing to do in North Adams, and you can't say there's nothing to do in Northern Berkshires.
Many of the exhibits will be open through the fall. Reporting from WIMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.